USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Communities in Louisiana still trying to recover from Hurricane Ida are bracing for more rain from Tropical Depression Nicholas. The storm made landfall overnight as a Category 1 hurricane on the coast of Texas with winds of up to 95 miles an hour. Hundreds of thousands were left without power, and the storm surge flooded many low-lying areas along the coast. Forecasters say Nicholas could drop 5 to 10 inches of rain as it moves further inland across southern Louisiana and Mississippi, with up to 20 inches possible in some areas. And for the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the U.S. has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A former Afghan interpreter says that his former colleagues and their families left behind in the country are in danger. Lance Fry has more.
A former Afghan interpreter is now a Sarasota, Florida sheriff. Deputy Mubarak tells Fox News why he became a linguist for the U.S. military operation and the dangers of his colleagues left behind by America's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Being a linguist was something my father always wanted. He wanted me to learn English and be in service to the people. In late 2001, when we had coalition forces, specifically American troops in our area, that's when my father not only encouraged me, but asked me to reach out to the Americans in our province so that I can contribute and help them out in the area. The linguist lives will be in danger, but their immediate and extended family lives will be in danger.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo. You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent a second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Senator Bill Hagerty was one of the members who questioned the secretary. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News one thing he wanted to hear but didn't was accountability for the withdrawal.
This was the first hearing. It certainly shouldn't be the last because there's so much that's gone wrong here. And we've put America's reputation in the worst position that it's been in my lifetime. If you think about it from the perspective of the veterans that have served, from our allies who have served alongside us, and this is something that is extraordinarily difficult to even comprehend. The fact that we would have put the Taliban in a stronger position than they were 20 years ago when we went in, the fact that we'd have left them armed and made certainly the region much more dangerous now, if not the entire world, that's something that's very hard to square. And what we're seeing is a lot of equivocation, spinning. You know, people are trying to simply deflect. The Biden administration is not taking responsibility for this. I was very direct with Secretary Blinken today. Accountability is critical here. I appreciated the way he answered, but we've got to get to the bottom of this and actually hold folks accountable.
And UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson laid out his plan to guard against a winter surge of COVID cases in his country. The plan includes booster shots for all Britons over 50 and offering children 12 to 15 one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.